Strata. I think it's a beautiful word. Some people don't think it's a beautiful word, but what we're going to talk about this morning is the makeup of strata, and if you want to do some renovation to your apartment, how do you do it? Stay tuned.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's, Zant. Happy Valentine's, everyone out there.
Everyone.
Did you forget?
I did until you wished me a happy Valentine's Day off air. Clearly, I'm all loved up if I've forgotten that today is Valentine's Day.
How good is that? It's the day that everyone gets ripped off in Australia for prices of roses. But it's worth it for the one that you love.
Oh, how heartwarming. Well, I'm spreading the love here with everyone today. I've got my little heart's background.
So
and
cool.
I hope everyone has a very loving and warm day with the ones they loved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what we wanted to talk today about was Xanthor's mentioning off air that you're always meeting people at open houses and you always get asked this question about if I renovate this or if I renovate that, do I have to ask strata? So we thought what we'd do a speed session going through on, you know, what you actually have to disclose to strata, what you don't have to disclose to strata and tell strata when you're doing renovations. So Xantha, tell us more.
Well, it's a question that pops up all the time, in particular with first home buyers moving into an apartment. They've never lived in a strata title before and they've never lived out of home before or purchased a property. So the question pops up all the time. If I need to change the floors, do I need to go through strata? If I want to renovate the kitchen, do I need to go through strata? So I just thought, let's bring all of those questions together and just pump it out and really address those hard-hitting questions. If I renovate my apartment, what do I and do I not need to go to strata to seek approval for?
Okay, so strata is 50 years old. It started its inception at 1961 and was truly incepted about 50 years ago, well into Sydney, Australia, into New South Wales, into all the other states. Strata, and I'll just very quickly, because this will give you an appreciation when we go through those renovations. Strata, you own a common property title. So if it's a block of 10, you think of it this way. You own the airspace of your unit. That's one title.
Yep.
So you have one title to the airspace. And then you have a title with the 10, with the nine other owners, 10 of you, that to the common property. Now, the common property, believe it or not, is just not the stairwell or the lift. It extends through to the brick walls and the structure. So the airspace, that's yours, and the rest, you have a share with those other nine lot owners in there. That gives you an idea of the harmony of strata and where its magic really lays is the strata law is written so well that in the event of a dispute, it's adjudicated properly and not in like a expensive court. So we actually find that it's a silky smooth system. Believe it or not, it is the superior system in the world and other countries envy our strata scheme set up.
Invented in Australia, yes.
Yep. Yep.
So you're sharing your expenses to the maintenance of the building with the other lot owners, effectively.
Yep. That's it. Now, let's get back on the road with renovation. So I'm wanting to renovate. Let's blast through the renovation, talk about what people need to do. Paint and carpet, do I need to ask strata?
No, anything. So there are three types of renovation under the New South Wales strata laws for fair trading. Three types of renovation. So number one, cosmetic work. Cosmetic work you don't need approval for. So that is things like putting in wardrobes, doing that fresh coat of paint. You can do those things. It's not affecting anybody else. It's your apartment. It's just a refresh. It's something cosmetic that's quick. It's easy to do. And it's not, like I said, affecting any of the other lot owners.
Cosmetic work.
Cosmetic work. The second kind of renovation, minor renovations. So to do minor renovations, look, you will need to go through the strata committee for this. You'll have to show them some plans, what you're thinking of doing, the time frame of doing it, and also notify the other lot owners as well if it can impact them. And that's when it comes down to things like laying of new floors. If you're in a top floor apartment and you've got someone beneath you, if you're doing work to your floor, you will absolutely impact their livelihood more than likely, and you'll just want to give them the courtesy to say, hey, I am doing works to the floors, and have that go through strata so that they're aware of what's going on and that you do have everything mapped out correctly. You've got the correct floor insulation that's scheduled to take place. You've got the correct flooring to put on top, that kind of thing as well.
And I do think if you're wondering about these renovations, the core of this information that we're giving you and the reason that these laws are in place, if you understand that, then you understand even more what we're talking about. When, Xanth, you've talked about putting in floorboards, i.e. it's a change of a floor system, i.e. Yeah. It can impact the lot owners with noise on underneath. So they straight away, there's a concern with strata saying, are you using the right floor, the insulation under your floorboards? Are you using the right floorboards? Is your tradesperson insured so they're not suing strata when they're walking through the foyer? And do they know what they're doing in terms of have the capacity to lay that floor properly so it's not problematic in the future? So I think, yeah, again, if you go back to that core, most of it is probably, noise, and that's where they're concerned that it's getting done properly. So it's harmony in that block is just so important. It doesn't destroy harmony when you're doing carpet and paint, but it can potentially do it when you're doing floorboards with, rattling around on those boards. Next one.
So then we have major renovations. You've come into a very entry-level apartment. It's got a separate kitchen. You want to open up that kitchen to create a very modern, open-plan kitchen, living, dining zone. Do you need to go through strata for this? This is a major renovation. Look, you absolutely do need to go through strata, and you actually need you need it to go to the owners' corporation for a vote. So.
Got it.
Yeah, as part of their AGM, they'll need to yay this or nay this. And again, you'd have to go in with whatever plans that you have put in place, the timeline, the plans, the builders, the finishes, and everything like that. So then that can go for approval for you to then commence your works.
Now, I think where this is even matters even more is if you're mucking around with plumbing, power, which are the services that are technically owned by the common property. If you're mucking around with walls being moved or taken out, and structurally you could be affecting the load on the slab above, that's when they want to start seeing it professionally handled and the paperwork to support that. I think the worst thing is that, if it's not done properly, that they'd be potentially, ask for it to be fixed in a different manner, and that could cost you a fortune. So get it right, get it up front. And it's actually not that hard if you plan properly. Like, where people stuff up is they have the tradesperson ready to go tomorrow and they're finally reminded that they need it done. They're like, oh no, and they have to hold everything off. Air conditioning sits in the middle of the road where what you just spoke about, it's not a major renovation.
It's a minor renovation.
And then people are often like, oh my god, the air conditioning guy. So what will happen is, if you put it in the correct manner, finding out from your strata manager, the person that manages the building, what the application should look like. So, hey, I'm thinking of doing this, what do you need, and you supply that effectively, then it actually doesn't take that long. So I know in our strata building, where our office is, within a week they'll have aircon or floorboards approved pretty quick.
Yeah.
Costs a couple hundred bucks for an application. And then I know for major renovations, they may need to hold more of a formal meeting. But again, providing that right paperwork's in, could be a couple of months. But just get that information in early. I think you're not breaking hearts. And I think there's a little bit of respect there as well, where, when you get in early and you're not having to push it through and you're pacing it, I think it's just a much smoother landing with any of those renovations.
Absolutely. Look, create a healthy relationship with your strata committee. Read through your bylaws so you know exactly what's going on. Create a healthy community within your complex as well. Ask some of the other lot owners what they've done to their apartment. Ask how they sought their approval. Just create more of a wholesome experience for everyone involved, for you to be able to do any works to your apartment harmoniously with all of the other lot owners as well.
Love it. Now we've got some information to provide people that are coming through open houses with Strata Works. Guys, if you've got any other questions with Strata or anything real estate you want us to talk about, it is a live show. You can always ask a question, make a comment, or we can take that topic and run with it in the following days or weeks.
Yeah.
Have a great week, Zan.
Have a beautiful Valentine's Day. And before
Happy
we drop
Valentine's.
Off, if you are watching us on YouTube, I have dropped a link to the New South Wales Fair Trading fact sheet about all of this information as well. So jump on our YouTube, read that comment from us. That will give you more of an understanding as well, more of a comprehensive, detailed run through of what we've just quickly summarized.
He's such a YouTuber. Have a great day.
Happy Valentine's.
See you guys.